Now, are you heading out tonight? A bit of Saturday Night Fever, maybe some clubbing, or heading to the Sydney Sixers, heading to a gig? It's just part of a fun Saturday night. Well, today on Weekend Breakfast, we're chatting with an organisation that wants to ensure everyone has the opportunity to have a good time. Sydney's Gig Buddies is an initiative by ACL Disability Services that pairs people with a learning disability with volunteers to go out to events together. We wanted to find out more about Sydney's Gig Buddies, so we've asked the CEO of ACL Disability Services and Gig Buddies Sydney, Carol Smail, to join us this morning. Carol, thanks so much for your time.
It's a pleasure, Jess.
Now, tell us a little bit about Gig Buddies and how it all works.
Okay. Just to give you a bit of context, the project started in Brighton in the UK by a guy called Paul Richards, who was in a punk band with three of the other members of the band had learning disabilities. And when they started to get some traction and get some gigs, the friends of the band used to come to the gigs, but they all used to go home after the first song. And he said to them, well, don't they like our music? And they said, no, it's not that. It's just that they've come with support workers, and the support workers have to finish their shift at 9 o'clock. And so they have to go because they can't stay by themselves. So he thought, well, that's not right. So he pitched to Brighton Council an idea of Gig Buddies, and that's how it got started. So he got some seeding money. So I met him at a conference about 6 years ago in the UK, and he just said to me as a kind of throwaway line, well, why don't you do Gig Buddies in Sydney? And I thought, okay, I will. So not really thinking, you know, taking it very seriously. So when I came back to Sydney, the City of Sydney had a Live Music Matters program, and they were asking for people to come up with ideas of how to be inclusive in the Sydney music scene and get more people out to gigs. So I looked at their disability inclusion plan, which was all about ramps and access, and I thought, well, there's nothing about learning disability or autism. So I just wrote a submission, and they rang me the next week and said, basically, we're going to fund you to get you started.
So that
was
amazing.
Five years ago. So it was all about, it's really been all about chance and being in the right place at the right time. So basically what we do is we recruit volunteers to match them with a person with a learning disability or autism based on music taste, age, location, gender, if that's applicable, and then other interests. So it's kind of really like a dating service without all the other issues. So we're really looking for people that have got a lot in common, and generally that's around music, although it also has included now sport because, you know, a lot of people in Australia are very keen on sport. So what we started doing is saying, okay, let's see how we can find a person for you who's not a support worker, who isn't somebody who's paid to be in your life, who isn't a family member, because often a lot of people with disabilities, that's their social circle, is their family. They don't have a lot of other people often because they haven't had the social opportunities to make friends. So we thought, we'll just do this on a Friday afternoon when we're not doing our other work. And 5 years later and nearly 1,000 people on the database, here we are.
Oh, my gosh.
It's become quite a big thing. So we get both the buddy and the volunteer to fill out an application form. Then when we get the application form from the buddy, we interview them, because often it's not them who've actually completed the application. So we interview them one-on-one, and then we look through our volunteer database, and if we find what we think is a match, we give both the buddy and the volunteer a de-identified kind of profile. So you think this would work? These are the things that you're both into? Yes. So then we get the volunteer in for training, and we do small training sessions, only about 5 or 6 people, so we can really get to know the volunteer. And then we go and introduce them. And mostly it works and sometimes it doesn't, but you've got to kind of, it's a bit of a leap of faith, because at that stage you're kind of hoping that they get on and they like each other. But we've managed to match, I think, to date, over 120 pairs. And so that's, you know, 120 people with disability going out with somebody on a pretty regular basis to see the music or the sport or whatever their gig is that they love.
This is incredible. This is like you mentioned it's kind of like a dating service. It's like a dating service for mates. It's like finding cool mates. Yeah.
I think one of the things that's been quite surprising for us is that we have three times the number of volunteers signed up that we have buddies. And I guess that because with social media, you're obviously your reach is going to be more to people who are looking to volunteer. But I think the beauty of the project is that a lot of the volunteers have said to us, look, it's not like I have to go and pack boxes on a Saturday for a charity. I'm already going out to gigs, so it's a great thing that it's something I'm already doing, and I can volunteer by doing what I'm already doing because I go to see bands all the time. So it's not like it's an extra thing on top of their usually what is a very busy life.
No, it's just finding someone new and fun to go to gigs with.
That's
so fantastic. What are those training sessions for the volunteers that you mentioned involved? What kind of training are you giving them?
It's like a 5-hour session, generally 5 to 6 hours, and we go through all the safeguarding legislation, the expectations, because a lot of the volunteers haven't actually ever had much involvement with a person with a disability before, so we do a lot of training around disability, you know, what is a disability, and then we do a lot of scenario training, you know, what happens if you're out at a gig and the person gets anxious because there's flashing lights or something. You know, there's lots of different scenarios that we've kind of learned over the period that we've been running the project. So it's really just saying we're going to prepare you as much as possible. We also go out on the first gig with people when they first go out, just to and do like an agreement between both parties and all things around what to do in an emergency. So we're kind of keen to make sure that it all really works, because obviously we want people both parties to have a really good experience. But we have I just am dazzled by the volunteers we get as well, because the people generally that have got incredibly often high-powered jobs or very full lives, or they've got small children, or, you know, and yet they do this as well, which I think speaks to the project being able, you can actually fit this type of volunteering into your already busy life.
Absolutely. How can people in the community get involved, either if they want to be a volunteer or a buddy, or if they want to be involved from the other side of things?
Okay, well, the best thing to do is go on our website. And then click here if you want to be a volunteer. Click here if you want to apply to be a gig buddy. We would really, really like, if there's anybody out there listening who knows someone with learning disability or autism in the inner west, to get in touch with us, because we have an enormous amount of volunteers in the inner west, and all our buddies currently live in the inner west to match. So we're desperate for buddies in the inner west. You know, I mean, the idea is that it's reasonably a good idea to have somebody who lives reasonably close, or at least no more than 2 or 3 suburbs away, because we're not going to match someone in Palm Beach with someone in Bondi, because it's all about maintaining that, you know, relationship. So all these things come into play. So we'd love some inner west buddies. If anybody's out there who thinks that this project would work for them, we'd be delighted to hear from you.
Are there any age limits? Do we have to be 18 and over?
No. We had one of our buddies, actually, he went in the mosh pit for the first time when he was 65.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So we really from 18, because obviously licensed venues from 18 up to, so he's now 70. So he's still an active buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah. So there's absolutely no restriction at all. It's really if you're into music or whatever your passion is, and we find someone else who shares your passion, and then you get together and it builds a friendship. It's not just a, you know, it's not a one-off thing. It builds an actual friendship and a relationship.
It's not this transactional kind of experience.
Absolutely.
It's a lot deeper, a lot nicer. Oh, Carol, what an incredible program. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us all about
it. Thanks
so Carol.
Much for the opportunity. Bye.
That was Carol Smale, CEO of Gig Buddy Sydney and ACL Disability Service. Now, if you need some more information, information there. We'll give you some links on the podcast at the end of the show. We're just talking about Gig Buddies, an organisation that pairs volunteers with people with learning disabilities to go out to events together. If that sounds like something you want to do or you want to be a part of, gigbuddiessydney.org is where you find it. As I said, links will be on the podcast at the end of the show.